When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Speaking now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, with Frank Howard, who has a big decision to make. He's decided that that decision will come before the summer hits as he's looking to make his decision here on where he will be heading. Georgetown, Virginia, NC State, Maryland, Ohio State, and Syracuse are the teams that it all came down to, and I'm looking forward to talking with Frank going into this decision about all these schools and about the process and everything that's gone on. So let's get him on the line here. Frank, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. And Frank, first and foremost, how has this whole process been for you? I mean, is it something that you kind of expected it to be, or has this process kind of been different to you and shocked you a little bit?
Yeah, it was definitely a shock because I've always dreamed of stuff like this, and always dreamed of having schools come recruit me like this. But it happened at a blur, kind of around my freshman sophomore year. It came really fast, but overall, I had a good recruiting process. It hasn't been too stressful, but I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed meeting the different coaches and highly rated great coaches around the country. So it's been a good.
Frank, when you look back on this whole recruiting process, where would you say that, you know, your strengths really came from? I know I want to talk about your game a little bit in a few minutes here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, but first and foremost, who would you attribute some of your success to, be it coaches or family members that have been there for you, or somebody you tried to, you know, learn from when it comes to playing the game of basketball that maybe came before you? Who would you attribute some of your success to?
There's been so many over the years, though, but the kind of few that stand out, definitely different aspects of my game. My ball handling and versatility come from my trainer here down named Honeyfield. And I work with him almost every week, try to get in the gym with him. So he continues to work with me. I still continue to my shooting coach named Coach Kitchen out of Virginia. He taught me since I was around 9 years old. He's the reason I can shoot the ball so well. And he kind of taught me everything. And definitely just the whole takeover organization. And my game. Just kind of brought me to that next level. Taught me basically that. And just now my therapist, Bill Capital Rehab, I knew that I can attribute a lot of the reason full leg with those groups of people right there on age that helped me develop today.
One of the groups you mentioned, Team Takeover, what have you really taken away from them and learned from them throughout this whole process that maybe you feel like you wouldn't have gotten if you hadn't have been a part of Team Takeover?
Definitely just being one is being coachable. They kind of molded me into being that coachable kid and listening to the it's a very intense program and practice being really intense. And they taught me the mental way of the game and how to respond to things. And definitely another aspect is just my effort in the game. They always taught me the shots may not fall, but you should always have effort. And just taught me how to always play hard and just taught me around the way of the game. And so I really owe a lot to them.
When you look at AAU ball, you know, some people have positive things to say about it. Other people think of it as maybe a negative thing, something detrimental when you're trying to mold a young mind, because there's people out there trying to talk to you and maybe agents or different people trying to get involved. How do you look at the whole AAU situation as a whole? Do you take it as a positive and a negative at times? Is it all a positive? How do you kind of look back on your time with AAU basketball?
I think AAU basketball has a positive and negative. I was blessed with a group of people around me that keep me grounded and not let me get distracted by outside sources. So I know for a lot of other young kids, there's a lot of distractions, and they can get steered away from their dream and, you know, get caught up in some things with some bad people. But I just think my parents and Team Takeover and Paul Assistant just it kind of, I want to say, shielded me away from that, especially it taught me how to deal with things like that. And they've always kept me humble, so I never got too big-headed and never kind of believed the hype of some of these other guys that tried to come in this situation. So I just owe it to them, you know. And I think I'm growing as a player and a man off the court. Those certain people that I just named. So I think I was blessed with a great group of people around me.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you look at the rehab side of things, and I know that you mentioned specifically your doctors in Maryland that helped you to get back to where you need to be, how has this whole process kind of gone for you? And bring us through that process of your injury and your rehabilitation and kind of where you are right now, because obviously when you're a student athlete, your body is extremely important and your health is important, and especially now for you because of your recruitment, how important it is to show teams that you're healthy. So bring us through this process and what went on and how this team of doctors really came together for you.
I'm not going to say it was easy, because it's probably the most difficult thing I've done over the 16-17 years of my life. So it was definitely hard, but I think everything happened for a reason. It kind of helped me. Just focus on my body from my head. So I was getting everything. My knee is back. It feels better than before. And I just owe it to them. And they've taught me a way of kind of handling my body now, to teach my to treat my body as being a temple, sort of kind of.
During your rehab, getting back onto the court, Frank, who came out to see you most recently and see you return back to where obviously you love to be?
Definitely all six of the teams that I'm down to: Virginia, Georgetown, NC State, Syracuse, Maryland, Ohio State. They all checked in with me and came down to see me.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse. I want to look at each of these schools foremost about coaching staff, because it's important that wherever you're going to play, that coaching staff fits your personality and you fit their personality. So which one of these coaching staffs, or maybe there's a couple of them, that stick out to you specifically when it comes to a school that you like in this last six, that your coaching staffs really stick out to you in a positive way?
I would say all six. And that, I think that's the reason they're the final six, because of that reason exactly. I think I had a great relationship with every one of those folks. And I could definitely see myself playing in every one of these schools, but I can only choose one. And I know the one that I will be choosing definitely has that. And I have a great relationship with that coach and that coaching staff up there. So it's definitely one of the main parts of the recruiting side that I focus on.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
So let's get started with these six, and I want to start with Georgetown. What can you tell me about Georgetown? And I know you said the coaching staff from all six of the schools is what put them in this group of six, but what else puts Georgetown in this final six teams for you?
Just like I say with all of them, they're all based off relationship what I have with the school, and I know they're on hometown teams, so I have a great relationship with all. They all have different style of games, different style of play. So I definitely see myself playing in either one of these fits. So I think they all are kind of the same right now, but I just see myself fitting in one. And Georgetown is definitely a great school, great program, great coaching staff. They're a wonderful school.
Of the coaches at Georgetown, who do you feel like you really built the best relationship with?
I've been talking to Georgetown since my freshman year. They were actually my second offer, I remember. So they've been in contact with me for a while now. And I had a great relationship with my team takeover coaching staff and my fall school coaching staff. And you know, they're about 20, 30 minutes away from my school and about 10, 15 minutes away from my house. So they're definitely really close, and I get a chance to talk to them a lot. I call a few games and shit.
Frank, when you look at this whole decision process, like you said, Georgetown is the school in the backyard. Maryland's not that far. But Virginia, NC State, Ohio State, and Syracuse, they're all a little bit of distance. Does distance weigh into your decision at all?
Not really. For the hometown teams, that's just a plus, but it's not a minus from the other schools. But I think me and my parents have talked about it. They're willing to make a trip to wherever and make sure I'm happy and make sure it's the right player fit for me. So that wasn't really a factor in it.
Outside of Georgetown, let's go to that other school that's close, Maryland. What kind of sticks out about Maryland, separate from the coaching staff? What other things have you liked about Maryland that's put them where they are right now with you?
They're the same as they're like with Virginia to me. They're one of those schools and teams on the rise right now, and I definitely get excited about that because I know I had a few teams like that where you're kind of on the rise and kind of fighting your way to get to the top, and that's kind of the road they're on right now. And I definitely love Coach Turgeon and Coach Stan, and I know a few guys committed there from the area, and they're definitely looking home base right now, so that's definitely my mom's also an alumni from there, so that's always a plus.
Does that make it difficult, the fact that you have local guys that you know that are going to Maryland? Your mom went to Maryland, graduated from there. Is that weighing heavily on your heart right now, or is that not something that's in your decision?
Oh yeah, definitely. I always hate to tell a great school no, or any one of these schools. I hate to tell them no, because like I say, I've grown great relationships with all six of them, and we're really close with most of the assistants and head coaches. So it's always difficult to say no.
Now, you mentioned that Virginia is one of those teams on the rise like Maryland, but for some of the other schools here, going to NC State and Ohio State, which are a little bit of distance for you, let's talk about NC State first. What do you like about the Wolfpack?
I definitely like the way they play. I think they got a right, a nice tight offense. I like the way they give their guards freedom. And they have a great coaching staff, like I said, and they have a wonderful campus. So that's another thing I was looking at, campus life and how I think I would fit in the area. So that was a big part of the decision. But, other than that, they have a wonderful school there. Once again, another historic program. And like I said, like with these six, you can't really get much better than that as a whole.
Frank, with a guy like T.J. Warren deciding to go to the NBA from NC State, and to a lot of people with really little to no argument, their best player that they had on their team, does that affect your decision when there's a guy like T.J. Warren who could be a weapon for you? Is that something that affects your decision?
No, none of the, I wouldn't say that really affected my decision, but I definitely am looking at the team, at each team that I was sitting in and the pieces that would be around me. So I definitely looked at that, but I really like how they helped develop him into being this pro that he's ready to be in a few months. So I took a look at that, too.
Then looking at a team in Ohio State, what is it about Ohio State which would be the biggest trek for you, I believe, as far as geography? What is it about Ohio State that has drawn your attention?
I think they had a tough year last year. That didn't really show display. a great team that they had and a great coaching staff, but I think they have all the talent of being to creating a great play. I think they got the facility, the wonderful campus, the great coaching staff, and it's a good offense that lets their guys play and it lets their guys run the team and to really develop the guys. You know, let's take a look at Aaron Kraft and the way they developed him into being one of the top point guards in the country. So I definitely took a look at that. And they're just another one of the big-name schools that have always been around that you can never count out.
Finally, with Syracuse, for you, Frank, what is it about the Syracuse Orange that has stuck out and put them in this place that they are part of your decision here? What is it about Syracuse that has caught your eye?
Like I said, like the other ones, it's definitely guard development. Have a good relationship. Coaches, actually Coach Austries from around from. I had a great relationship with him over the few months, and he's done a great job recruiting me. And just they have a wonderful class coming in, and I think they just have a great coaching staff. And this is another one of the big name schools that you can never count out, and it's a very historic program.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Your relationship with Adrian Autry, describe that. What's it like between you and Adrian when you're on the phone talking, or you know, when you're around each other? What's that relationship like?
Yeah, they're very relaxed. We had a lot of two or three really good talks between one another, and he definitely broke everything down for me and helped me kind of envision how I would be there. Just the same as other schools, they all helped break the situation down. I think he's done a great job recruiting me and definitely done the best.
When he broke it down for you, obviously Tyler Ennis, the decision was up in the air for a while, but knowing that Tyler is going to the NBA draft, does that affect your decision at all, knowing that Syracuse now doesn't have a lot of depth at point guard, they don't have a veteran guard returning, they're going to have a true freshman in 2014 in Caleb Joseph? Does that affect your decision at all, as far as what Tyler Ennis decided to do?
It did, because they definitely recruited me as a point guard, and so when I saw that, it definitely opened my eyes a little bit. But like I said, I'm not really looking. I don't really think I'm a one and done guy. So I think I would need help development. So I mean, it caught my eye a lot, but it didn't really like make a decision for me.
With this decision that you're about to make, there's a checklist that every player has, something that you want specifically, individualistic to you. What is that checklist for you, Frank?
Start off with the academics and campus life. That's definitely, I think, one of the most important people kind of overlooked. And I think that's why there's been so many transfers. And I don't think if you're not happy somewhere, I don't think you could even want to work hard there or want to get better there. So that's definitely somewhere I looked at. And second, like I said, the coaching staff and my relationship with them, and obviously all of them have great relationships with them. And third, just guard development, you know, at each school and how they develop the guards into big time names, and then lastly, just like a family environment, somewhere I could want to be, and that's kind of how I broke it down, and just like a winning program, and somewhere I would want to be.
What are teams getting when they get Frank Howard?
I think that they're getting a leader, a scorer, a facilitator, and a playmaker. I think I can facilitate around the floor and make plays on both ends of the ball. I think that's one of my main attribute right now. Is I've kind of been going off. It's been both my playmaking ability and both my versatility. So I think I'm a big guard. I think I'm starting to making that the transition to point guard. So that kind of helps my game and expands my game even more. I like playing with the ball in my hands. I just think I'm a winner. I owe that to both of my programs I play with now. If you take over all six, they instill that into me since a young kid that we expect nothing less than championships and wins. So I think I'm a winner at heart, a competitor, and just somebody that can do nothing but enhance the program.
Before I let you go, Frank, what do you want people to know about you, not just as a player but as a person? Because how you are off the court is also important to teams where there's morals and values. So who is Frank Howard, the person? What are people getting as a total package if they get you?
I think I'm just a laid-back kid. I'm a hard worker. I'm really outgoing. I think I like to have fun. But I think I'm really competitive. And I just one of those type of kids that just love playing basketball and like to have fun.
What made the decision? Now, I know that decision is coming up, but inside of you, what made the decision for you? Was it your mind? Was it your heart? Was it somebody else talking to you and getting you to change your mind? What really has made this decision for you?
Oh, definitely me. I think I just felt the time was right. I just really think that where I'm going to commit is definitely the place for me and the best fit for me, and just somewhere I would love to be. And it's definitely my decision.
Lastly, for you, Frank, you're verbally committing to a school. Is your verbal commitment as good as writing it down on paper? Could it change? How much weight does your word hold when you tell a school verbally that you've committed?
I look at it as equivalent to signing a letter. I just think when I commit, my recruitment will close. I won't be looking at any other options. That'll be the school I'll be going to. I don't think I would change my decision. Just have to wait and see if it changes with the school. But it's just as good as signing a letter of intent. I think I will go to school at.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Frank, and I appreciate your honesty, and I look forward to talking with you after the decision. So I would love to have you back on the show to talk about the school of your choice. If you'd like to come back on, I'd love to have you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely will.
All right, Frank. Well, listen, God bless with everything, and I look forward to hearing from you very soon.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to thank once again my special guest, Frank Howard, class of 2015, incoming class for college basketball, making his decision on what school he's going to be going to, coming out of Paul VI High School in Fairfax, Virginia, taking a look at Georgetown, Virginia, NC State, Maryland, Ohio State, and Syracuse are his final six, and looking forward to what school he will be choosing and having him back on the show, as Frank and I just talked about, to discuss that school. And really appreciate Frank taking the time to discuss these six schools, what he can offer any of the schools, his rehabilitation, and those he gives credit to in helping him get to this moment. A very, very special moment in Frank Howard's life, as no matter what school he goes to, he'll be realizing his dream of playing NCAA Division I men's college basketball. A true feat that he will be jumping over that hurdle and getting there and starting off his life in college basketball very soon, a year from now, in 2015. So I truly appreciate Frank Howard's time, and I also appreciate the Dansetora Broadcast Media family. You heard from Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, the only home, the only place where you can get the wake-up call sundae. Soft-serve chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light and still get that same wonderful wake-up call sundae flavor mixed in with that cookie dough and caramel, but with Carvel Light, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, with less calories per ounce. I want to thank Carvel for everything that they've done and everything they continue to do, being the longest standing franchise in America, right on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. I also want to thank once again Salt City Billiards on 3707 Brewerton Road, just off the highway, right by the Syracuse International Airport. So if you're flying into the city, head over to Salt City Billiards, grab yourself a drink, get something to eat, and get around the table with your friends and family and shoot some pool. Good for any time all throughout the year. It's one of those sports that never has to take a break, no matter what the weather is. Salt City Billiards, always open, always there for you. Monday through Sunday, open late. Make sure you head over to Salt City Billiards on 3707 Brewerton Road. You do not want to miss out on the opportunity. The changes are happening each week, working hard to make this truly something special. The management at Salt City Billiards is taking what you know and growing it into its next chapter of its life. So you don't want to miss out on the changes, the additions, the upgrades happening at Salt City Billiards. So if you've been there before, make sure you head back as soon as possible. And if you've never been there before, head out, bring your kids, your best friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, grandma and grandpa, no matter who it is, bring the family, bring the friends, bring your bachelor party, head to Salt City Billiards and enjoy yourself by getting around the table with those you love. I also want to give a special thanks once again to Honda City for everything they do. Honda City, make sure you head out there and get to them. I chose my car at Honda City, and so did my fiance. We both love the vehicles we chose. I felt like I was a person when I went into Honda City. I felt like they cared. I felt like they weren't trying to upcharge me on anything. If anything, they wanted me to find the car that I liked. Not something that was going to get them a higher commission, not something that was going to look better to Honda Corporate, but to get me into the right car for me. And there's not many dealerships that make you feel like they really care about you, the individual. And Honda City is the place where I felt like an individual. I felt good about getting my vehicle. I didn't feel like I was breaking my own bank. I didn't feel like I was doing what they wanted me to do and that they were trying to fit a square into a circle. I felt like they said, okay, if you want a circle, we'll get you a circle. You want a square, we'll get you a square. What about a triangle? And that's why I went to Honda City, because they make me feel welcome. They made me feel comfortable. And when I drove my car off the lot, and to this day, I love my car. I love getting in my car. It's exciting for me to go outside, get in my vehicle, and drive around. I'm not just going through the motions. And Honda City, who didn't go through the motions with me in the first place, is why I feel so good in my car. So make sure your next stop for your next vehicle is Honda City. I would also like to extend a great thanks to Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. You can find them both anywhere in the world by going to dreisigapparel.com and dreisiglady.com. That's Dreisig Lady.com and Dreisig Apparel.com. Don't miss out on your opportunity to outfit your business, your event, your breast cancer walk, whatever it may be. When you're outfitting something that you care about, do it the right way. Look good, look professional. You don't want to just get t-shirts at the cheapest price to get them. You don't want to just have somebody throw together a logo and send it off to you. You want a team of professionals making sure that your business, your events, your charity, your fundraiser, whatever it may be, that your bachelor party, for goodness sakes, you want to feel that when you go to a business, they truly listen, that they care, that they're with you step by step to get you to where you need to be. That your color's right, that your quality is right overall with everything that you have, your color, your logo, your name. When you're branding yourself, do it through Dreisig Apparel. When you want to feel comfortable as a woman, no matter what your day asks of you, go to dreisiglady.com, because you may be the soccer mom. You may be the businesswoman. You may be the woman that gets up early and works out and then has to take care of the kids. Or that works out, goes to work, then takes care of the kids, comes home, wants to go out with her husband and have a nice dinner. Well, drysiglady.com gives you the apparel that changes with you without you having to change. Comfortable all day long. For the working woman, the workout woman, and the woman who never stops working on her family, head to drysiglady.com. Fanhands.com, keeping with the internet, you can get them anywhere. Speaking of fans, wherever Frank Howard ends up going, you want to cheer on your team. So if you're a Frank Howard fan, or you're a fan of one of these six schools and he ends up choosing your school, then you got to make sure that you go to fanhands.com. For every team, every player, every event, when you're a sports fan and you want to cheer on your team, there's nothing better than taking the universal language of a fan, clapping your hands, and enhancing that clap and making your experience as a fan that much more fun, that much greater, something that you can't find anywhere else. Fanhands.com provides for you, the sports fan, the number one sports fan accessory. Don't miss out on your opportunity to get your fan hands right now before the game. Fanhands.com is the place to be. And this is a very special moment for me and a very proud welcome to bring on three businesses to the Dansatora Broadcast Media family that I like, that I enjoy, whose services I truly believe are special. One of them being Job Corps. Coming on to the Dansatora Broadcast Media family, Job Corps takes people from at-risk communities, at-risk men and women, ages 16 through 24. They take you, those of you that have grown up with maybe not having a mom or not having a dad, or being in the ghetto, not feeling like you don't have a way out, where there's different things going on that aren't the right paths to take, that those paths are dangerous for you, that you don't feel like you can get a good education, that you can get a good job because your dad didn't, your mom didn't, your community isn't a place where you really feel like you can grow into who you want to be. Whatever your situation, whatever has happened up to this moment, it's done. Call Job Corps. Get yourself out there. If you're in the Syracuse community and you are someone who really wants to go out there and do something good for yourself from an at-risk community, ages 16 to 24, or you know someone who is, then make sure that the next phone call you make is to Job Corps. Monday through Friday, during normal business hours, where you want to make that next phone call is to Job Corps. And that number for you folks, make sure you take this down. The number to Job Corps is 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. Make sure the next call you make, the next step you take in your life is to Job Corps. 315-478-5529. I also want to thank Giovanni's, who helped to outfit not only me, but my entire groomsmen for my wedding. Some things don't withstand the tests of time. Giovanni's does. When it comes to your wedding, ceremony, prom, and all other special events, go where those go who refuse to settle. Giovanni's putting the class in that classic look that never goes out of style. All of you gentlemen, Giovanni's is the place to be. Brewerton Road, right next to Salt City Billiards. Don't miss out, just off the highway. And if you're in a rush and you're flying in, right by Syracuse International Airport, Giovanni's is the place for you when it comes to looking good and feeling good for that next event that is so special and dear to you. And finally, to Deborah Crossman, a motivator of the soul. Not your typical psychic. There's no crystal ball and long robe here. This is someone who, yes, utilizes psychic ability, the ability to talk to those who pass on, hypnotherapy, but all of that comes together in one universal umbrella that is special to every single human being out there. And that's the fact that Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul. She not only wants to read you, to talk with you about the things that are important to you, to answer the questions as best she can from what she has in her ability, but to also help you on that path to make the right decision. She's not someone that you come to that says you're going to make $1 million 5 minutes from now. She's someone that you're going to go to that's going to talk to you about your future and cares enough about you and utilizes her abilities for each and every one of us to help us on the path, the best path that we can take to get to those positive things, to get out of our ruts, to get out of our negativity, to get out of our depression. Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's your motivator. Make sure you get to her, DeborahCrossman.com, and get your reading now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to speak with Deborah Crossman, and don't miss out on any opportunity to listen to Deborah Crossman on Crossworks, which is exclusively here on WakeUpCallDT.com, and you can find that on the Crossworks page. Go to right to WakeUpCallDT.com, click on the More tab, and scroll down to Crossworks, and you will find a few examples of Deborah Crossman reading my callers on the Wake Up Call fan line live. So don't miss out on that opportunity. To schedule your personal reading with Debbie, contact her by phone at 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. Or you can contact Deborah Crossman by email. It's debbiec1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953 at hotmail.com, and talk with someone who's looking to motivate you to your next good decision. Debbie's there for you, but only if you're willing to give her a chance and call her up now. Take that step with Deborah Crossman, a motivator of the soul that's looking to help you on your path to success. I thank every single one of those that I just mentioned and everyone who's ever been a part of the Danzatora Broadcast Media family, because this conversation with Frank Howard wouldn't be possible without your help, your support, and all the positive things that you do for the community. God bless you all. God bless you all listening as well. Thank you for everything that you do. Just by clicking on my show, you're helping me to live my dream every single day. So God bless, be well, and I'll talk to you very soon. And once again, thank you, Frank. I appreciate you talking with me.